WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two major ceremonies in the Twin Cities were held yesterday.
Groundbreaking took place on the site of the $150 million, 700,000-square-foot Axis Pipe and Tube plant in North Bryan. An unexpected speaker was the matriarch of Axis parent company Prolamza. Daughter Irma Garza translated for her mother, Irma Montemayor.
She feels very, very proud about this project because she started working along with her dad when she was 14 years old. And, well, it's been 70 years now, so for her, this moment is really exciting.
Brazos County Judge Joanne Peters is among the government and business officials involved in the project.
I'd like to thank the Garza family and Prolamza for making the decision to call Brazos County home. We're honored. Muchas gracias. Ms. Irma, Jose, and Jorge, we welcome you to our family. God bless you and your new home.
285 employees will be generating 300,000 tons of product for the oil and gas industry when the plant opens next year. Later in the day on the A&M campus, a customized poster board was used for the ceremonial signing of contracts committing future hotel occupancy tax money to the Kyle Field redevelopment project. Chancellor John Sharp proclaimed the interlocal agreement combined town and gown, the cities and county with the university. Chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin, says it took a lot of courage and leadership.
And to go in uncharted waters and to take on a plan that at first blush sounded crazy and disillusioned, but it was just an all-out effort and a true collaboration on a lot of different people's part.
Multiple speakers credited Frank Simpson, who was in his first month as College Station's city manager when he unexpectedly died of a heart attack, as the catalyst. His wife, Kelly, attended the presentation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A head-on collision in Bryan last night put seven people in the hospital. Bryan police say around 8:30, a van with one adult and four children was headed south on Finfeather near Dodge when it allegedly crossed over the center line and struck a work van carrying two adults. All seven people were transported to St. Joseph's Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are continuing to investigate. There was a natural gas leak on the A&M campus yesterday afternoon. Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says a contractor hit a gas line near the bell tower.
It really points to the absolute necessity not only of contractors, but anyone who plans to do any type of digging, whether it's in your yard or wherever, to call 811 because you just never know what's underneath.
According to A&M's Code Maroon Alert System, traffic was blocked at the intersections of Welburn and George Bush and Welburn and University for almost 2 hours. The Interdisciplinary Life Sciences building was evacuated, and those in other nearby buildings were told not to leave. Also, transportation service buses were stopped. A week away from the A&M home football opener, the College Station City Council has approved game day parking at Tarrow Park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that will include self-contained RVs in the parking lot of the Wayne Smith Ball Fields.
It's concrete. It has good drainage. So if we have that type of surface out there, it's a whole lot easier for us to have larger vehicles out there. The thought behind even doing this is to allow those visitors that are coming for the games to have a place where they can park their larger vehicles.
Schmidt says Wolfpen Creek Park was also considered but won't happen due to the threat of damaging the grounds, along with reservations from the city's risk management and legal departments. The author of a New York Times bestseller returns home tonight. Matthew Berry, a 1988 graduate of Consolidated High School whose father, Len, is an A&M professor and his mother, Nancy, is College Station's mayor, makes a local stop promoting his book about fantasy sports. Tonight's book signing starts at 7 at Barnes & Noble. Berry, who is ESPN's senior fantasy sports analyst, appears on the cable network's various cable and online channels. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott does not expect a delay in primary elections next March. Abbott responded to challenges from the Obama administration and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to state's voter ID law and its elections to the state's voter ID law and its election maps.
You don't see the Obama administration go after banks by requiring a photo ID when racial minorities cash a check. You don't see the Obama administration crack down on the Democrat Party National Convention by requiring minorities to show a photo ID.
Holder had warned last month that the Justice Department would use remaining provisions of the Voting Rights Act to take action against states he considered had discriminatory voting laws. Political opponents of Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst are taking the incumbent to task after he called a North Texas police department to discuss the case of a relative who'd been arrested for shoplifting. Allen Police Sergeant John Felty says Dewhurst did not violate any policies.
I think he was more concerned at the moment about her than he was about career or politics or anything else. And you know what? I really credit him for that.
Dewhurst's relative spent the night in the Collin County Jail after her arrest, then was released the following day. Senator Ted Cruz continues a statewide tour campaigning to defund Obamacare. In Austin, Cruz told reporters defunding Obamacare is now up to the people.
If this issue is decided by traditional Washington rules, we can't win the fight to defund Obamacare. I'm convinced there's a new paradigm in politics, that we have seen the rise of the grassroots.
Cruz also called for federal regulatory reforms, beginning with the Affordable Care Act. WTAW News Time is 7:14 at 73 degrees. Let's look at the news. It's brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Take me camping. Take me camping. Take me camping.
It's almost Labor Day, and there's never been a better time to grab your favorite camper and make a memory that'll last a lifetime. At RV Station in Bryan, our promise to you, the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Folks, you owe it to yourself to shop the pre-Labor Day specials at RV Station in Bryan. Right now, get a brand new 2013 Puma 28 BHS. Folks, this bunkhouse sleeps eight with a slider. Pre-Labor Day sale price $16,995, stock number 1546. How about a 2013 Forest River 2702 SS? It's a super light, half-ton towable, save gas, just $23,995 at the pre-Labor Day sale, stock number 1558. Save thousands at RV Station Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, or shop us online at rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Schulte difference.
Our personal promise to each and every homeowner is what we are discussing with you in your home and promising you is exactly what's going to happen once we come and do the job. We separate ourselves from the competition by properly educating our installers, by drug screening our installers, and making sure that we have quality control in place to check the quality of the installations that they are doing.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Good morning, 7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, a mix of clouds and sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around, with high temperatures during this afternoon into the mid-90s. Now, there could be a thundershower in spots for a while this evening, otherwise becoming partly cloudy to clear overnight, mid-70s by morning. For Saturday, mostly to partly sunny, risk of scattered thunderstorms, high temperature low to mid-90s. And then during the day Sunday, a bit more cloud cover, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Congratulations are in order for the Heisman Trophy winner who made it all the way to the second team for the SEC.
Hey, way to go.
Sarcasm right. intended.
Is that Johnny Manziel?
Yes, yeah. That Manziel fella.
Yeah, okay.
Also, a redshirt freshman decides to hang up his cleats at A&M, plus a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50-ish.
There you go. Dr. Tommy Wallace, of superintendent of Bryan ISD, plays Jethro Trivia with us next hour.
Woo-hoo!
About this time. So we'll have him.
Are we playing for prizes?
We might do that. Yeah, we might do that.
Just to make it even with Dr. Eddie Colson.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's
yeah.
what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You don't want to pit the school districts against one another.
No,
Scott.
No, no.
It won't be fair.
Only in the athletic realm should we do that.
And we're all about fair.
Let's take a minute to pat ourselves, actually one of our own, on our back. Not us, but Bill Oliver.
What did Oliver do?
Well, you know, they had that big wing ding yesterday at the Zone Club where they unveiled the agreement between Texas A&M and the cities and the county. And there are a lot of speakers there, but among them was the head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board of Directors. That would be Hunter Goodwin. And Hunter Goodwin's comments yesterday.
I wanted to thank everybody. Really appreciate the media's coverage. Specifically, I want to thank Bill Oliver for his steadfastness and consistency and integrity through the whole process.
I tell you what, Bill Oliver is a pleasure to work under. He's someone to look up to for sure.
Well, I look up to him, but I look up to a lot of people. But but the deal is, I mean, and again, just for a minute, there are a lot of people who don't care what the fourth item on the agenda of the city council or school board is, but Bill Oliver cares about that, and he finds information that you just don't really get anyplace else.
No, he's a digger.
And quite often, and I'm not going to say that, you know, we scoop everybody or we scoop people a lot, but what we do is we have, because of our format, we're able to go into depth and to be able to get some information that you might not notice.
Well, and Bill is kind, which I think is a really, people don't usually have that. A lot of journalists, you know, they just care about, well, we don't care who we step on, let's get the bottom of the story. But Bill treats people with dignity and kindness, and he is loyal to people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's not like trying to trick people or I really respect Bill.
I would agree. And that's the thing. It's anybody who's a newsmaker, if they've done something wrong, or if they've done something controversial,
their name was not Bill Oliver.
No. What they want is a fair airing, an opportunity to tell their story. And Bill does that. So anyway, thank you, Hunter, for saying that, for something that we knew here. The Affordable Care Act, remember that? Isn't all that popular with U.S. Americans?
Mm-hmm. Obama, Lama, ding, dong, a care?
That's it. The new Gallup survey points out the approval, disapproval for the bill is now 49% to 41%. That's 49% disapprove, 41% approve, 11% are undecided. What's also interesting is that 3 in 10 U.S. Americans aren't familiar with the Affordable Care Act.
Mm. How could you not know?
You know why? Yeah, I'll tell you exactly why.
Because you don't like listening to the news and you don't watch it.
Because all you want to do is make sure you've got yours, okay? And that could be whatever. But as long as you've got yours, you don't care. It just doesn't matter. And I'm glad it's Friday because, well, otherwise I'd have to call Ben and complain. I mean, you know, there's not a lot I ask, right?
Are we complaining
about...
Is
there no more Diet Coke?
Well, no, there is. See, there is Diet... And he has worked very hard to make sure that there is Diet Coke in the machine. In fact, he had a couple of the ladies filling the machine the other day. So mm-hmm. they're very, very much on that. Well,
if we're talking toaster against
yeah,
Scott...
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yeah,
good
we are.
Gravy,
what's
Maynard.
What's going on? What
well,
happened?
You know, I decided I was going to start eating toast about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago. And because we had a really nice looking toaster in there, you know, and
mm-hmm. I think so, it was Allie's.
Oh, really? Okay, so I set it on 5, okay, because that's what I toast my
You
toast
realize
on
you're complaining about toast.
And that people would set it at 3, that annoyed me.
And then
that,
I set it at 3 because somebody kept setting it at 5, and I would eat toast a lot too.
Well, I was asked that part of my job description now be to check the toaster before Scott uses it.
And he did.
Are you serious?
And he did a fine job of that. But the problem is now it doesn't toast at 5. It basically is like eating stale bread now.
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's got a little light on it and everything.
I'm pretty good with machines. I'll take a look
at
it.
I jacked it up to 7, and it still comes out like, you know. It must.
Something's not right. I'll look at it after the show.
I'm sitting here looking at a crouton in waiting, basically.
Oh.
Not what I want.
Poor Scott.
Well, if you'll look into that for me, that'd be great.
We need to do everything we can to make you as pleasant as possible.
You're exactly right. That's exactly right. You got your toaster there, do you?
Yes, I do.
We haven't played Beat the Toaster in a while.
Well, no, we haven't.
All right, I'll have to.
I figured I'd set to brush this one off.
All right, here it comes. Oh, I thought it was going to pop up. Didn't pop up. Okay.
No, we have to go to because it's not right. Working for you the way you wish it would.
Oh. Very nice.
Aww.
If we're talking toast, by gosh, I have to add something to it.
That's right. Hello.
You know, you can get a new toaster for about $20.
Okay, thank you.
You assume we have $20 to spend, dear listener.
Well, sure we do. We got beer in the fridge. We got to be able to have toast, right?
Yeah, because nothing says yummy like beer and toast.
You betcha. Cute little prank to steal advertisements featuring David Hasselhoff turned into a potentially deadly crime.
I saw that.
What happened?
Well, Us Weekly reports that people have lifted 550 cutouts from Cumberland Farm stores that feature David Hasselhoff having an iced Hoffie, I guess. One convenience store clerk risked his life to save it. Apparently, two men and a woman cut down the sign from a light pole outside the store in Connecticut, and then they ran over him when he tried to stop them. So, I mean, what's the deal?
He's the Hoff.
Well, so what? Is he still that hot a commodity? I didn't realize that.
I think in Germany, I first read the story, I was expecting it to be somewhere other than here.
Not here. Yeah, not here. Kind of like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rob Ford? He's the mayor of Toronto who got into a little bit of a problem there because, I believe that there are allegations that he was captured on a smartphone smoking crack.
Yes, I remember that.
If you're the mayor of Toronto, probably not a good thing.
I don't know why it worked for the mayor of D.C.
It did, didn't it? But apparently, Rob Ford is set to arm wrestle Hulk Hogan at the Fan Expo in Canada this morning at the Intercontinental Hotel. The
Canadians are huge wrestling fans.
Yeah, they really are. That's how. I stayed at that hotel. Okay. Remember, it was two doors down from the duct tape store that they had. This is the first time I'd ever seen clothes made out of duct tape, and I thought that was a little bit unusual, but nonetheless. The expo also will feature Stan Lee, Alice Cooper, the aforementioned David Hasselhoff, Carrie Fisher, and Linda Hamilton. So when was the last time we mentioned David Hasselhoff twice in about 3 minutes?
I don't know, but I'd like to see Stan Lee. That would be an interesting...
He's an old dude now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, he's the guy who did really, what is it, the DC Comics, or is it whatever kind of comics?
Spider-Man is what
Spider-Man,
he's famous
yeah.
for.
But I mean, the whole realm of that comic book company.
Yeah,
but
he's now got a show on Discover, one of them, where they're finding real superhumans.
What does that mean?
They find
who can lift cars or what?
That or people that have just unusual powers of, you know, perception, whatever, and equates it to the whole comic book world. It's an interesting show.
Well, is Stan on it? I mean,
he's like the host.
Does he like drive a golf cart up to these people and talk to them? Or what?
Dad, Meatball has a swimsuit on.
And I think he wants to wear sunglasses, too.
He must be ready for our summer sales event, where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288. Or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329 a month.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got 2013 Avengers for $17,988.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Good morning. It's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 98 for a high temperature today, and the heat indices probably all weekend long will be well over 100. Low tonight, or each night, actually, about 74. Do have a slight chance of showers. It's at 30% today and tonight, and then 20% all the way through Tuesday. But day and night, there is a chance of showers out there, so kind of the pop-up kind. We're looking at calm winds right now, 91% relative humidity. Pretty pleasant out there. It says 77.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. 6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The ACT tests measure how prepared high school graduates are in math, reading, science, and English, and if they have the skills needed to succeed. And the results are out for the kids who just graduated, 1.7 million kids, and only a quarter are ready for college or career. Now comes the racial breakout. Among black high school graduates, the number of kids functionally able to compete across all four subjects, 5%. American Indians, 10%. Hispanics, 14%. Pacific Islanders, 19%. Whites, 33%. At the top, Asian American kids at 43%. The ACT honcho, John Erickson, summarized the results. The readiness of students leaves a lot to be desired, he said. That's an understatement. Now, before Obama, we spent more per pupil than almost any industrialized country. After Obama, we spent even more. What do we have to show for it? We have failure. Every year, there's a new program. Every child's behind, crawl to the bottom, core curriculum, every year more failure. Now, you can blame whoever you like. You can blame the teachers' unions, the teachers, the administrators, school boards. Blame the politicians, whose answer to every education problem is we've got to spend more money. But at some point, we need to see these results and admit something that very few people will talk about honestly. The problem in the culture, and more profound in racial subcultures, begins in the home. And if things are going to ever change, that's where the change is going to have to start, not in Washington.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two major presentations affecting the Twin Cities were held yesterday.
Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Caulfield Redevelopment Project are at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the Memorandum of Understanding. A&M Chancellor John Sharp, A&M System Chancellor. Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Caulfield Redevelopment Project are at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the Memorandum of Understanding. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers.
This agreement is a lasting sign of something very different, and that is that this university and this county and these two cities, great cities, are going to work closer together than they ever have before.
Sharp was the first to thank the late Frank Simpson, who was in his first month as College Station city manager when he unexpectedly died. Simpson was also remembered by Mayor Nancy Berry.
He was a proud and loyal Aggie, and I'm sure he's smiling down on us right now. I'm not sure anyone was more excited about this project than Frank.
Earlier in the day was the groundbreaking of the Access Pipe and Tube Plant in North Bryan. Among the speakers were five members of the third-generation family-owned business, including President Paco Garza.
A year ago, this plant was only a dream. Today, we're taking a major step in making it a reality.
Garza's mother, considered the matriarch of the Mexican-based corporation, was recognized by Mayor Jason Bayinski.
You and your family are joining the City of Bryan family today as one, in faith and love for the greater good of your business and the greater good of the Bryan community.
285 employees will be generating 300,000 tons of product for the oil and gas industry when the $150 million plant covering 700,000 square feet opens next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
RV parking at Wolfpen Creek Park in College Station was considered for Aggie Home football weekends. The city council was told last night, though, that it wasn't going to happen after a recent study. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says not having a paved surface was among the reasons.
We'd have to bring in maybe millings and things like that to allow us to be able to have a surface that can handle larger vehicles if it rains, and that was a real concern. We also had concerns about the overnight there and outside fires and just control and all of that.
Self-contained RVs can use the parking lot of the Wayne Smith Ball Fields at Tarot Park. Police Chief Jeff Kapp says there will be a patrol presence. Nearly 2 weeks after a nationwide campaign to call before you dig, a natural gas line was hit near the A&M Bell Tower. Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says to call 811 at least two business days before starting your project.
Especially this day and time because of the tendency to see so many utilities going underground. Now you have underground cable, phone lines, and even electrical utility lines, and that's the going thing. There's only a limited amount of space for all of that to go into.
Murphy says a contractor hit the gas line, disrupting activities on and off campus for nearly 2 hours yesterday afternoon. The Interdisciplinary Life Sciences building was evacuated, and those in nearby buildings were told to stay in place. On-campus buses were stopped, and traffic was blocked on Welburn at University and at George Bush. The cause is yet to be determined for a head-on collision last night that put three adults and four children into the hospital. Police say around 8:30, a van with one adult and four children was going south on Finfeather near Dodge when it crossed the center line and hit a work van with two adults head-on. All suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. Debuting at number 5 last week on the New York Times bestseller list, the author of a book about fantasy sports is in town tonight for a book signing. It's a homecoming for Matthew Berry, whose mother is College Station's mayor and father is a professor at A&M's Mays Business School. The author, a graduate of Consolidated High School, now works as the senior fantasy sports analyst at ESPN. The writer of Fantasy Life will be at Barnes & Noble starting at 7. The chairman of the Texas House Appropriations Committee is retiring. Representative Jim Pitts of Waxahachie has served as the chief budget writer in the House 5 times since 2003. Pitts, who was first elected to the House in 1993, has come under criticism by Tea Party supporters who believe he is too moderate. Political opponents of Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst are blasting his efforts to free a jailed relative following an arrest of shoplifting. A spokesman says Dewhurst acted as a concerned family member. Dewhurst told the police office to follow procedure. But Republican rivals Dan Patrick and Todd Staples, along with the Texas Democratic Party, say Dewhurst abused his power. Senator Ted Cruz took a break last night from his Defund Obamacare tour for a Republican Party fundraiser in Waco to help victims of the West fertilizer plant explosion. Cruz says it will take a grassroots effort to end the Affordable Health Care Act.
The only way that will happen is if millions and millions of Americans go to don'tfundit.com, sign the national petition, call their senators, call their representatives, and hold our elected officials accountable.
Cruz says it's a battle that can't be won through traditional Washington rules. And Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott fires back at U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder for legal challenges to the state's voter ID law and its redistricting maps.
Eric Holder is wrong to mess with Texas.
General Abbott accuses Holder and the Obama administration of using voter ID and redistricting to play party politics with Texas.
Not helping minority voters, but instead helping the Democrat Party win elections in 2014.
Abbott doesn't expect the legal challenges to lead to a delay in the March primaries. WTAW News Time is 7:39. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
I've talked a lot about my friends at Zweiker & Associates. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Today, I want to tell you about one of the many ways that they truly shine. And when you list your home with Zweiker & Associates, your listing's going to shine too. You see, they use an architectural photographer out of Houston. This guy's not a wedding photographer or a portrait photographer. No, he is a high-end architectural photographer. What does that mean? It means that not only does he have the right equipment to be able to capture your home, he also has the lenses to help make your rooms look more spacious. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You've all seen those horrible pictures on other listings where it's just in the corner of the room or you can see the person actually taking the picture like in the bathroom mirror. You will never see that kind of photo with a Zweiker & Associates listing. You will see gorgeous stage spaces, photographs that are processed so the buyers can appreciate all of the natural light pouring in from all the windows and still see all the detail of the room. Did you know over 80% of home buyers suggest that pictures are the single most useful piece of information in deciding which homes to view? If you want to make sure that your home is the clear choice for buyers, call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams, ZARealestate.com.
Texas A&M soccer and volleyball are back in August. Both of these Aggie squads took home SEC Western Division titles in their first seasons in the league. Soccer annually features one of the strongest schedules in the country, and volleyball will host national power Florida State in addition to several SEC foes. It's affordable family fun. Log on to AggieAthletics.com for season ticket information. They are available now. Aggie soccer and Aggie volleyball just around the corner.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, a mix of clouds and sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around with high temperatures during this afternoon into the mid-90s. Now, there could be a thundershower in spots for a while this evening, otherwise becoming partly cloudy to clear overnight, mid-70s by morning. For Saturday, mostly to partly sunny, risk of scattered thunderstorms, high temperature low to mid-90s. And then during the day Sunday, a bit more cloud cover, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Walking out of the bus, driving past Donfield is bringing tears to my eyes.
A&M redshirt freshman decides he's not going to come back and play this season. The Southeast Conference has named four Aggies to the All-SEC team and a whole lot more with sports like, let me see, we've got the Barclays and Aaron Hernandez update. All that and more coming up. We'll do it for you at about 7:50.
Okay, and the best college, yes?
Sugar, I think I've fixed the toaster if you'd like to give it a try.
Okay, thank you.
Somebody pressed in the warm button.
Oh, was that what that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's fixed, hopefully. So.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
I'll take my ball peen hammer in there if it's not. All right, so there. That will make Mr. Downs very happy about that.
So he didn't have to hear about it?
That's right. Best colleges for tailgating. We'll do that for you in just a minute. Two irate customers at a Florida Dunkin' Donuts. .. What a great way to start a story. Used a loaded gub to assault an employee before he gave them the wrong... because he gave them the wrong kind of... coffee.
Oh my gosh.
They pistol whipped him.
Jeffrey Wright, who's 27, and his wife, Alexis Longo, who's 22, placed a drive-through order that got botched. So Alexis had asked for your vanilla-flavored coffee. Instead, she got caramel-flavored coffee. Well, that's certainly a reason to be pistol whipping somebody.
Oh my gosh.
An argument with the employee, Ray J. Hall, over the mix-up, soon came to blows, at what point Jeffrey, pulling out his fully loaded Taurus Slim 9mm handgun and using it to hit the employee on the head a number of times. Several witnesses say that the employee was telling Wright, Alexis Longo, the girl, was telling Wright to shoot the manager.
Oh, my gosh.
This is all caught on surveillance video.
Who are these people that think they're the center of the world?
They're in Florida. That's all we had to know.
Very angry people with guns. Well, just saying.
My gosh, the world does not revolve around you.
Well,
and your vanilla coffee.
Whatever it has.
Yuh-huh.
See? That's why you should just drink regular coffee.
I don't know if that's the moral of the story, but okay.
Well, but that way you can't mess it up, right? Just order regular coffee and get your own flavor.
Ask politely when people screw your stuff up.
Beauty salons in one Chicago suburb now being allowed to serve alcohol. How you like that? Yeah. Have a few drinks and tell me how your hair
My hair looks beautiful.
That's right. Oh, officials in Homer Glen, Illinois gave the all clear last week for about 13 salons to start selling alcoholic beverages to customers while they get their hair done. The process involved creating a new classification of liquor license specifically for nail and hair beauticians.
See, I'm not sure I would want to be drinking something while all that, liquid plastic is floating through the air.
Officials say similar licenses are already the norm in the area. Okay, now...
What other kinds of businesses?
Okay, yeah, exactly. Similar licenses. Okay, so we're going to license hair and nail beauticians to be able to serve alcohol. What?
Yeah, have we done masseuses?
Do we have welders and plumbers?
Daycare?
I had a guy mess up my order at Starbucks one day, and I didn't want to shoot him or anything. And I was like, what's the matter, man? You messed it up. He's like, I'm tired. I'm like, well, I have a coffee. That's why I'm here.
I think you got something in there to fix that.
You, sir, have the solution nearby, right at hand. Drink some coffee. I'm tired.
The thing that I'm thinking about on this, that means that cosmetologists in Illinois then would have to go to the whatever state board they have in Illinois.
I guess.
And get a liquor
permit. I suppose. Well, but again, this is some sort of a special thing. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means they have fewer hours that they have to study it. Not sure.
Because I know here in Texas, in order to serve booze, you got to have a license.
Yeah, well, again, it's Illinois. Maybe different for them. So, hello?
Yes, are all these beauty salon patrons going to walk to the hairdo?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Come stumbling out of there after they've been overserved while getting their pedicure.
Sir, could you hold still? I'm doing a manicure. Yeah. I can't hold anything now.
I'm doing the best I can right now. 7:44. I don't know who they are, but they're called the Daily Meal. A food blog, I know that, but the Daily Meal has now given us the best colleges for tailgating. Best colleges for tailgating. For some strange reason, it's a list of 13, which is kind of interesting.
That's lucky.
That's right. Number 13 is Texas A&M University. So, whoop. Let's see what
Should
they say.
Should we be 12 just for the sake of being 12?
But it's kind of an important number here. The party at Texas A&M begins many hours before kickoff, thanks to Midnight Yell on Kyle Field, because you have to get pumped up for this. But Texas A&M has other rich traditions, unlike any other school, to make the way on game day, including the Corps marching in an hour and a half before the kickoff, or simply just hanging around the giant maroon tailgate buses throughout the campus. They may not be as rowdy as other schools on the list. Trust us, there's still plenty of beer around. But Aggie Tailgates celebrates the spirit of the game.
Especially if you visit the Candy 95 and WTAW tents.
That's it. invitation only. You can't just show up. Okay, I'm sorry. Number six is Michigan. Michigan becomes the second, Ann Arbor becomes the second largest city in the state every Saturday during football season.
There's nothing else to do in Michigan.
That's it. Number five is LSU. LSU doesn't just
I bet that is a fun tailgate.
Oh, well, as long as they win. If they don't win, they're not happy.
Well, I bet. I mean, if you're full of gumbo, who cares, right?
Well, okay.
That's not what they're full of.
First of all, they're Cajuns, okay, to start with. That kind of gives them about two clicks above anybody else, and then you move on from there. Another SEC school, you know, what's fun is the top five are SEC schools when it comes to tailgating. So there you go. Got that going on. Number five is LSU. Number four is the University of Georgia, them dogs over there. Number three is Florida. Number two is Auburn University. Tailgating just got a little bit easier thanks to the university's brand new plan to open up an extra 2,000 parking spots around the campus just for game day. So, and number one would be Alabama.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where Alabama was
now,
on the list.
This is very interesting. It said, this is what they say. It should be no surprise that Bama consistently ranks as one of the best schools for tailgating, from Bleacher Report to Southern Living. Crowds on the quad on game day are estimated to top 100,000 for the bigger rivalries, like, they don't mention Auburn, which is the Iron Bowl, which is a pretty big one.
Yeah.
They don't mention them. They mention the bigger rivalries that Alabama has with LSU and Texas A&M. Mm-hmm.
In one year.
But you can't have a rival. And, you know, with all due respect, we beat them over there, and that's great, but you can't have a rivalry based on one year.
They're ready to strike back.
Well, I'm sure they are, and that'll be fine. That'll be a big game. But anyhow.
It'll be interesting to see if we win again,
mm-hmm.
if this does become a bit more of a rivalry, because I promise 2 years in a row is going to irk people.
Well, but I like LSU as a rival.
I do, too.
You know, for years, I always thought we needed to play LSU in everything. And
I absolutely agree.
Played them in football and then stopped that.
Proximity, everything. It's perfect.
But the other thing they don't talk about is they don't talk about Mississippi, University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. And they may have been someplace else in there, but that's a great situation. And the reason is that place fills up and the football team sucks. I mean, what's great is if they come and tailgate no matter what. I mean, the athletic department wants to fill up the stadium, but, you know, the idea is if you can get fans to come in when your football team is losing and they have a good time, that's pretty much nirvana right there.
That's sight of a good party.
That's what you want.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Wouldn't marriage be easier if we all had perfect childhoods where healthy relationships were consistently modeled? Well, of course. But since that's not the reality for most of us, we probably have some pain we need to work through. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Many people carry years' worth of unresolved pain into their marriage. They're like a cup filled to the brim, with each drop representing a negative emotion that hasn't healed. In the first days of marriage, most people strive to keep the liquid inside the cup. But sooner or later, they'll hit a bump in the marital road, and jealousy and anger will come spilling out. So what's the solution? Well, many people try to white-knuckle it. In other words, they just try really hard to keep all that negativity safely in their cup. But it's an impossible task. Life gets bumpy, and if there's one thing you can count on, it's this. Whatever's in your cup is going to spill out at some point. And that's why a healthier approach is to commit to a path of healing. Over time, it'll convert those negative emotions into positive ones. Your marriage will still hit some bumpy spots, of course. But rather than negativity spilling everywhere, encouragement, patience, and understanding will come out instead. If your life is filled with pain and you don't know what to do, call us at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. We'd love to talk with you, or visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 751. The Southeastern Conference has named four Aggies to the coach's preseason All-SEC football team. Jake Matthews, who earned All-American accolades for his play on the offensive line last season, was the only Aggie on the first team, while sophomore quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel and receiver Mike Evans represented A&M on the second team. Sophomore defensive back DeShazer Everett got third-team accolades. In not-so-great news for Aggie football, redshirt freshman quarterback Matt Davis has decided to transfer from Texas A&M to Tyler Junior College.
First off, I just want to say, I love A&M. It's always been my dream school. I mean, leaving here, it's probably been the hardest decision that I've made. Walking out of that locker room, walking out of the bus, driving back downfield is bring tears to my eyes. I love this school. I love the community. I love our coaching staff. Most of all, I love the guys that we have in that locker room. We have a great group of guys. I just feel that it was best for me at this time. At this point in my life, I feel like God's plan was taking me another place.
After being notified that he would not be named the backup to Johnny Manziel Davis, a former standout at Client Forest informed Kevin Sumlin of his intentions. And a quick reminder, tomorrow is Meet the Aggies autograph session at the Gilman Indoor Track Complex at 1:30. There will be no memorabilia allowed. A&M will provide autograph cards for the players to sign. The Texas Rangers have hit fewer home runs without suspended All-Star slugger Nelson Cruz in their lineup, but the AL West leaders are 12-3 without him. Texas in the season has a game, 21 games over 500, with 2.5 games in hand against division lead on Oakland. Texas had the night off, by the way, and they'll kick things back up tonight in the Windy City, and they'll take on the White Sox at 7:10. Here's Craig Gentry on the set for three games against Chicago.
Get three lefties in Chicago, so that's, hopefully, get in there and keep it going. And this is the biggest time of the season. And it's definitely time for everybody to get hot and get comfortable out there and keep this momentum going.
Former Arkansas football coach and longtime athletic director Frank Broyles is number one of nine being inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. The first SWC class since 1995 includes an inductee from each of the nine schools that made the SWC. The SWC Hall of Fame is housed at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco, by the way. It took Kevin Stadler nearly 11 hours to card the 7-under-64 in the first round to be the clubhouse leader at the Barclays, where two rain delays that lasted a total of 6 hours put a damper on the start of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Stadler is one-shot lead over Hendrick Stenson, Ryan Palmer, and Camellia Vijegas, but only about half of the field completed the 18 holes. Tiger Woods in the clubhouse, 4-under-67. Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III has been fined $10,000 by the NFL for wearing an unauthorized T-shirt. Yep, just a T-shirt cost him $10,000. Front of the T-shirt said Operation Patience. Griffin, who is recovering from a knee injury and yet to play in the preseason game, wore the shirt on the field before Washington's exhibition game on Monday night. Ryan Braun is admitting to taking performance-enhancing drugs during his NL MVP season of 2011. The suspended Milwaukee slugger says he took a cream and lozenge containing banned substances while rehabilitating the injury, now calling it, quote, a huge mistake for which I am deeply ashamed. Aaron Hernandez from the New England Patriots, former tight end, has been indicted on first-degree murder charges by a Massachusetts grand jury. It accuses Hernandez of killing 27-year-old Olden Lloyd, a semi-professional football player who was dating the sister of Hernandez's girlfriend. And here's his attorney, Michael Free.
Aaron Hernandez is an innocent man as we stand here today. He is presumed innocent under our system. He remains innocent under our system. And now we are one step closer to a trial where the evidence will be tested. It will be subject to judicial oversight, and a jury of objective individuals will show their own judgment and examine the evidence and determine whether or not the Commonwealth has carried its burden.
Prosecutors say Hernandez orchestrated the killing because he had talked to people Hernandez had problems with at a nightclub. And finally, a little different performance at Cowboys Stadium in the spring. Jerry Jones and Jerry World is set to host the richest one-day rodeo on March the 2nd with a $2 million prize up for grabs. It's called The American, and the event was announced yesterday. It will showcase the world's top 10 contestants after the PBR World Finals and WNFR, with other participants that will be determined by five qualifying events in the weeks before the competition. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're going to love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. Malik prides themselves on being honest, upfront, and fair. Malik gives you all the options you need so that you can make an educated decision. Financing available, too.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at malikservice.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices.